Test 134, Section 2, Question 25. Now, here we're looking for an assumption. And so we have to be careful. We want to look at the conclusion, look for gaps. So, first sentence, widespread acceptance of the idea that individuals are incapable of looking after their own welfare is injurious to a democracy. So, if everybody thinks that people can't take care of themselves, then that's bad for democracy. Next, and this is going to be our conclusion. Legislators who value democracy should not propose any law prohibiting behavior that is not harmful to anyone besides the person engaging in it. So they shouldn't pass laws that basically protect people from their own stupidity. After all, the assumptions that appear to guide legislators will often become widely accepted. Now that after all is going to be, that's obviously evidence, because it's given as after all, which is one of the ways that they, it's just another way that they can say this is going to be evident. Now, if we break this down, the conclusion is don't pass laws that prohibit behavior that only hurts the person involved. The evidence is just that that widespread acceptance of the idea that people are incapable of looking after their own welfare hurts democracy. And assumptions that appear to guide legislators will often become widely accepted. Now, when I first read this, I thought, well, okay, it's kind of, we've got to have something that's talking about if you pass a law like that, you are, you know, kind of embracing the idea that people can't look after themselves. So I went into the answers with that level of understanding. So A, democratically elected legislators invariably have favorable attitudes towards preservation of democracy. Well, I don't really care about that, because this one isn't about whether or not, we don't have to assume that they always do, just that those who do value democracy should not pass those kinds of laws, and those are two totally different claims. Next, B, people tend to believe what is believed by those who are prominent and powerful. Well, I went, I don't really know that I have to go to prominent and powerful. Just that I do need to assume something about legislators. So I wasn't sure that that was quite right. It was too strong. It's too broad. C, legislators often seem to be guided by the assumption that individuals are incapable of looking after their own welfare, even though they also seem to value democracy. Well, we don't have to assume that they often seem to be guided by that, but just that they will be seen to be guided by that if they pass those kinds of laws. So C wasn't quite right. D, in most cases, behavior that is harmful to the person who engages in it is harmful to no one else. We don't have to assume that that's true in most cases. We do have to assume that laws can look like that, or that there are laws that would prevent that behavior, but we don't have to assume that in most cases. And then, in a legislator proposing a law prohibiting an act that can harm only the person performing it will seem to be assuming that individuals are incapable. Ah, there we go. It's creating that link that passing those kinds of laws is going to make it look like people are incapable, and therefore answer choice E would be our correct one.